So we see card descendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza seWashington DC. Olamukela ku Studio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhla ka 7 kuMpalakazi 2018 ngosithandekile Mhlanga. Endabeni zethu namhlanje, abantu bakhala ngemali eyingcosana yezabelo.
80 countries lapho okwenziwa khona devolution. Uzathola ukuthi kulawa amazwe into emqoka eyenza ukuthi devolution ingahambi kuhle ukuthi uhulumende uyanika abantu esingathi ama-responsibilities angabeniki imali.
Osomabhizimusi eZimbabwe bathi sebesebenza lo hulumende kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa.
We in the private sector have taken a view, and our view is that we got to work with the government in power. We are not politicians. We give constructive criticism.
Sasithethe isinqumo sokuthi kumele sisebenze lo hulumende, asikho kwezombusazwe.
Abantu bathi sebephila ngokwenza imisebenzi engaqedakaliyo ukwenzela ukuziphilisa. Inhlanganiso ezichiyeneyo zithi ingcosana imali yezabelo ethulwe nguhulumende kubhajethi yomnyaka ozayo. Ngakho ke uhulumende kumele adinge enye imali yokwengezelela ukuthi luphumelele uhlelo lokupha izabelo amandla okuzivusa. Ubathabile Masuku sethulela lolu daba.
Lokhu kwethulwe emhlanganweni wenhlanganiso yezabelo ngaphansi kophawu lweZimbabwe United Residents Association. Lokhu kulandela ukwethulwa kogwalo olwe Metropolitan Bill le Local Authorities Bill isiphathamandla sikahulumende ePhalamende uMnumzana July Moyo. Inhlanganiso lezi zithi imali efakwe nguhulumende kumele ikhutshulwe ukwenzela ukuthi umsebenzi lo uhambe kahle lezigaba zenelise ukwenza inhlelo ezilohlonzi. Omunye wabakhulume emhlanganweni lo owenziwe namuhla kobulawayo ngumnumzana Mfundo Mlilo okunhlanganiso yeCombined Harare Residents Association.
Isiqokoqela sokuhlangana sibangelwa ukuthi ngathi usiphatha amandla we-local government uJulai Moyo usekhiphe ugwalo lwe-bill kumbe singathi umthetho we-devolution okumele ungene kudala le parliament olwe metropolitan bill le local authorities bill ngathi lezi ngwalo yizo ezinika impilo ku devolution. So thina njengezakhamizi sithe sihlangane sikhulumisane sixoxisana ukuthi kuyini esifisa ukuthi kutholakale kusemthethweni we devolution.
Ukhulume kabanzi ngokufiswa ngabantu.
Thina okumqoka esikhangelane lakho ukuthi there is no money without devolution. Lokhu kuthi ukuthi uhulumende xa esenza i-devolution ngoba sesikhangele ezinye ingwalo besingathi i-study ekhangela 80 countries lapho okwenziwa khona i-devolution. Uzathola ukuthi kulawa amazwe into emqoka eyenza ukuthi i-devolution ingahambi kuhle ukuthi uhulumende uyanika abantu esingathi ama-responsibilities angabeniki imali yokuthi lama-responsibilities ahanjiswa yaphambili. So thina sigijimisa ukuthi uhulumende yebo ngathi usehambisane lesisekelo sombuso se-constitution esithi 5% kumele inikwe ama-local authorities. Kodwa uzathola ukuthi amanye amazwe njenge South Africa 57% of their budget esingathi iyahamba kuma-local authorities isenza lokho kuthiwa i-infrastructure funding kumbe bayakha imigwaqo, izibhedlela lento eziningi-ningi. So kuqakathekile ukuthi uminister we-finance adivolve i-budget akumbe imali eningi kumele isetshenziswe kuma-provinces.
Lokhu kusekelwe ngumnumzana Zivusiso Dube obona ngokukhutshwa kwembiko enhlanganisweni yeBulawayo Residents Association.
Ukuthi sifisa ukuthi uhulumende aphathisane labantu, labantu bathi babe involved ekwenziweni kwakhona ukuthi kube le devolution of power, njalo kube lokwazisana ukuthi ukwenza kwe-devolution of power sonke engayenziwa inkulumende eyedwa. Kumele wonke ama-stakeholders abe involved ukuze udaba lolu luphumelele eZimbabwe.
Omunye obengene lumhlangano umnumzana Alec Dube uthi ukwehlukaniswa kwamandla lokhu kulakho ukuletha ukuthula eZimbabwe.
I-devolution of power yinto kuphela engaxakulula ukungezwani phakathi kwabantu besishoneni labesindebeleni. Angifuna ukuthi abantu bangithathe njengokuthi ngimbandlululi, kangibandlululi lutho, but ukuthi kube le devolution yinto engcono. Kazange sigijimele i-autonomousism, sagijimele ukuthi kakube le devolution. Sisenziwa ukuthi sathi sesikhangela sathola ukuthi ukuzwana phakathi kwabantu besishoneni labesindebeleni kuzima, abasoze babambana ngenxa yendlela ababusana ngayo. Kwehlula besegangeni bengama besalweni ilizwe izibra lezanda ehlula ukubambana. Kwehlula ukubambana sesibuyile sizevote ekhaya. So i-devolution of power is the best. Yinto engamelanga ukuthi yehluleke ukuthi yenze.
Uhulumende kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ukhuthaza ukuthi izabelo zizimele zodwa. Lokhu kuthakazelelwa ngabantu abaningi eMathebeleland leNkabazwe. Ngimele iStudio 7, ngikobulawayo, ngingubathabile Masuku.
Ngokusenjalo, umqoqi wenhlelo kunhlanganiso yeBulawayo Progressive Residents Association, umnumzana Ambrose Sibindi, uthi umhlangano lo ufezile injongo yawo ngoba izinqumo ezithethewe zamukelwe iziphathamandla zikahulumende.
Umhlangano wethu ufezile injongo ngoba sivele sikhuluma nabo ngasazi sihambise ama recommendations ethu. Esizakwenza ukuthi siyafaka izikhathi lokuthi ama time frame. Esizafisa ukuthi iziphathamandla ezijele ezikahulumende zisiphendule. Ngokunjalo sibona ngathi kuzasithetha ukuthi umhlangano uhambe kuhle. Vele sikhuluma kanje kade singananzelela. Uhulumende laye usekhuluma ngendaba naleyo ukuthi ufisa ukuthi ama MPs ama ministers labo kube le ndlela yokuthi lezi impahla abakasikade ama assets bayadeclare. And ungabalihanza sengikhohlele ngayiphinyanga yacaca ukuthi ingqondo leyo bayithethe uluhlu lwangapha kuma residents. So kuyatshengisa ukuthi umhlangano nje singalawo uyafeza into esifisayo njalo uyahlonitshwa izinqumo esizithathayo. Sivumelene ukuthi sifuna ukufuqa uhulumende. Okokuqala sikhulumisana nama-councillors from amadorobha atshiyeneyo, siceda lapho sesifuqa uhulumende ukuthi uhulumende aphume le policy kumbe lo mthetho. Othola ukuthi ngawumbe sekhethwe waba ngu-councillor kumbe ngu-MP, sikhala ukuthi kwaziwe ukuthi vele uthe ngena ube lani. Kukhanya ngathi kulamanye ama-councillors athi angangena ezikhundleni abe sesingakuthiwa yibugolegole ukuthiwa yi-corruption. Thola umuntu usalamasenda angu-7, angu-10, angu-1, usele ama-business, usele izimoto ezingaqedakaliyo.
Alizange licubungule udaba lomnotho welizwe okungani yikho okuphethe kubi izakhamizi kulezi nsuku.
Khonokho sikuthintile kodwa ungakunanzelela kungena ngaphansi kwendaba le yokuzivusa kwezabelo esi-devolution of power. Ngoba kulapho esiba lohlupho khona ukuthi nxa izabelo sesizivusa kuzaba lula ukuthi lezi zomnotho nxa sifuna ukuvuselela i-asset umnotho ngama-industries. Kuba lula ukuthi nxa i-budget silethiwe isuka kuhulumende kuya kusigaba ethile mo-province ethile. Selibona ama-industries, ama-natural resources akhona kuleyo ndawo yiwaphi, konke leyo sekukhayelile. Sabuya futhi sakhuluma ngakhona ukuthi okukhona okusenzela sibe lohlupho esingathi ayi-fiscal policy. Abantu bayahlala ku-central level esingathi kuse-Harare, bathatha izinqumo sezifuna ukuthi ngumhlaba wonke abantu abahlala beZimbabwe ama-citizens bangabale input.
Lo ngumnumzana Ambrose Sibindi, umqoqi wenhlelo kunhlanganiso elwela amalungelo ezakhamizi eBulawayo Progressive Residents Association. Le iStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisiza siphuma ngapha iVoice of America eseWashington DC. Osomabhizimusi weZimbabwe babambisana lohulumende kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ekuvuseleleni umnotho welizwe osugogudekile. UGibbs Dube weStudio 7 usethulela lolu daba.
Lokhu kuphume emhlanganweni wokuhlala. Cholisisa okwenzakala kweZimbabwe obuqoqo yikomiti yedala leSenate eMelika ebona ngokwenzakala kuzwekazi leAfrika lezempila kahle eSubcommittee on Africa and Global Health Policy. Wethule lokhu ngumnumzana Joe Muthizwa, umqondisi weJSM Strategic Pathways, obemele osomabhizimusi abakunhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Stock Exchange Listed Companies Forum.
We in the private sector have taken a view. And our view is that we got to work with the government in power. We are not politicians. We give constructive criticism.
Sasithethe isinqumo sokuthi kumele sisebenze lohulumende. Kasikho kwezombusazwe. Sise sahlangana lomongameli eMasolomlanga kwa ngamtshela mina ukuthi kunenge okuhluphayo. Usevule amasango ukuthi sikhulume laye. Ngaye ngavalelwa ejele mina. Ngiyakwazi ukuthi kujoni nxa ezombusazwe.
At the age of 21, I was a political prisoner myself in Rhodesia. I know what it means to have a bad political situation.
Ute abantu abanengi bafisa ukuthi ilizwe leZimbabwe lithuthuke ngesiphangiphangi.
What we observe, Mr. Chairman, is that there's a crisis of expectations. People having been in bondage for 38 years now want everything today.
Balinde ukubona okwenzakalayo eZimbabwe. Siyabona ukuthi uhulumende wethula ibudget eveza ukuthi ilizwe lifisa ukusebenzisa imali ngemfanelo. Kodwa konke lokho ngeke kwenziwa ngelanga elilodwa.
Know how difficult it is to change things and to transform Zimbabwe.
Uphinde wathi kuningi okwenziwa nguhulumende kamnangagwa okuzanceda ilizwe.
Our observation is that the president with his new administration has taken a number of very bold measures to correct things. First of all,
kuningi okwenziwa nguhulumende weZANU-PF. Kuzaba kubuhlungu okwesikhashana, kodwa konke okufiswa ngabantu kulakho kwenziwa kahle.
These people have been in office for 3 months. We submit that it is too early to judge them.
Kodwa umnumzana Matthew Harrington, umsekelo womqondisi wohlangothi lukahulumende weMelika, olubona ngokudlelana lezwekazi leAfrika uthi kusakude phambili kweZimbabwe.
We want Zimbabwe to succeed, and we would welcome a better relationship, but the ball is squarely in the government's court to demonstrate it is irrevocably on a different trajectory.
Nxa iZimbabwe ifisa ukuba yingxenye yomhlaba wonke jikelele, kumele iguqule ekwenzayo okugoqela imithetho etshiyeneyo.
The government should immediately end the harassment of members of the political opposition.
Amabandla aphikisayo athi ibandla leZANU-PF kalifuni ukusebenza lamanye ukwenzela ukuthi kuthuthukiswe ilizwe. Unkosazana Davita Khumalo, umgcini sihlalo webandla leMDC elikhokhelwa ngumnumzana Nelson Chamisa uthi kumele ibandla leZANU-PF lime kancane ukukhuluma ngezijezo zenodo ukwenzela ukuthi likhulumisane laphikisayo.
Thina njengebandla leMDC elikhokhelwa ngubaba u-advocate Chamisa sesichile ngendaba yokuthi ama-sanctions abulala ilizwe. Ama-sanctions okuthi abantu abasitshontshela imali bahambe emazweni bayeyidla imali yethu, akuhlalweni phansi sikhangele ukuthi okwenza ukuthi ikhanda litshaye kuyini, yisiso esingcobileyo yini, sigezisa isiso esithi ngesikhiwa i-dialogue. Lokhu esavela kuketho, lokhu esikhuluma ngakho, kodwa bathi khona thina esikwenzayo ngabantwana. Sahambe empini namabhunu, sabhulana, saqedana, kodwa sagcina sesilankisa sihlezi kuma-bottom. Indaba zombangazwe kazicedwa izinduku, ziqedwa ukuthi sihlale phansi sikhulumisane umlota. Thina sesakhuluma ngokukhulumisana umlota, lalilalele ithi ku-commission. Ubaba uChamisa wakhuluma wathi ye ukhulumisana umlotha kumele sikhulumisane, kodwa nxa sikhulumisana asikhulumisane nini, sihloniphana kungaze kwaba lo mkhulu lo mncane, ngoba singavele singene sokule answer akulakhulumisana okuzaba khona.
Ubephethe udaba lweZimbabwe emhlanganweni owenzelwe kwele Melika izolo ngumnumzana Jeff Fleck osezatshiya isikhundla someli weArizona kudale leSenate. Ngimele iStudio 7 iseWashington DC, ngingoGibbs Dube.
Life Talk namuhla sixoxa ngokwethulwe kukomiti yedale leSenate okuveza ukuthi kusekude ukuthi ilizwe leMelika leZimbabwe amazwe omabili abe lobudlelwano obuhle. Thumelani text message kunombolo ezithi 0012024650318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingene kuhlelo. Ngesikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe. Inhlanganiso yamazwe omhlaba wonke jikelele World Health Organization ithi sokumele kwenziwe umkhankaso wokulimukisa abantu ngengozi emgwaqweni okufa khona abantu abedlula isigidi ngomnyaka. Umongameli Donald Trump wakwele Melika uthi uphenyo lodaba lweRussia yilo olwenza ukuthi engathakazelelwa ngabantu abaningi elizweni leMelika. Ukuba lukhuni kwempilo okudalwa ukutshabalala komnotho welizwe sokubangele ukuthi abasakhulayo badinge indlela zokuziphilisa ngokwenza imisebenzi yezandla etshiyeneyo. UGibson Bebe usethulela lolu daba ngogcweleyo.
Lo umsindo wokukhanda amazenge awenziwa ngabaphila ngokuthengisa izinto ezifana lembiza, imiganu, lamagabha eHarare. Abanye ngabathwala impahla zezihambi ngezinqola besuka esitishini samabhasi eMbare, ukuthi abanye ngabathengisa kutshiyeneyo okugoqela inkuni lezithelo. Omunye wabasakhulayo laba ngumnumzana Tatenda Sawu opheka isepa yokuhlamba impahla ayithengisa eMbare. USawu uthenga umsobho wentanga zotshinda lendumba kumakhampani alungisa amafutha abesepheka ngawo isepa. Uthi loba nje isepa ezitolo ibiza amadola amathathu, eyakhe uyithengisa ngedola 70 kuphela emizameni yokuhuga abathengi. USawu uthi lanxa kunjalo ziningi ingxaki ahlangana lazo.
Isusu noita zokuthengisa sipo zatinozvigadzirira tega. Tinowana maro materials yedu kubva mu
tina sithengisa isepa esizilungisela sodwa. Sithola into zokuphekisa kumankampani alungisa amafutha okuphekisa. Kodwa kulezi nsuku sibona ngani kungcono ngoba ezitolo isepa isidula, ngakho ke okwakhathesi abantu babuya bezothenga kithi ngoba silentengo eziphansi. Ngibona kwasinceda kakhulu ukukhwela kwentengo yesepa ngoba sekusivulele amathuba ukuthi isepa yethu ithengwe. Kodwa silodubo lokuthi singathengisa isepa yethu ngemali yebhondi. Inkampani esithenga kizo into zokuphekisa zifuna sithenge ngemali yaphandle. Sicina sisiyathenga leyo mali emsikeni wensida, okuyinto eludubo kithi.
Omunye owenza umsebenzi wezandla ngumnumzana Dinashe Ganda othengisa inkuni endaweni eyazakala ngokuthi imajubheke elokishini leMbare. Uthi uhlangothi lukahulumente olubona ngezemvelo olwe-Environmental Management Agency alusabaniki amaphepha okutheza inkuni eHarare, ngakho ke sebezithola eChegutu. Uthi ibhizimusi yakhe kayenzi kuhle ngenxa yokuguqula kwesisindo sohlobo lwemali yama-bond notes. Badlela evalweni abathengisa inkuni bengelamaphepha abawanikwa i-Environmental Management Agency. Kwesinye isikhathi bagcina bengasela lutho lokuthengisa ngoba inkuni zabo ziyabe sezithethwe ngamapholisa ekhansili yeHarare. Omunye ozisebenzelayo ngumnumzana Thabelihle Mpofu othengisa ukuvimba ukuthi omakhalekhukhwini bengadabuki bengawela phansi lamacici abomama. Uthi ikhansili kufanele ingezelele indawo zokuthengisa impahla ukwenzela ukuthi bangahlaselwa ngamapholisa. Umpofu uthi isimo singaqhubeka phambili simi kanje edobheni leHarare kuzagcina kusiba namasela amaningi.
Akunzima ndoda, into kathesi zinzima njalo asenelisi ukuthi sihlanganise. Lokuthi imuli zethu sizazigcina kanjani vela sazi. Into zakhona ziphelile, imali yakhona elizweni vela isabambeki, zonke into ziyadula, awuthengeki vele konke lokho. Ngapho ukuthi uphile usedolobheni, amapholisa ayabelokhu esigijimisa. Sithi ubuhlukunyezo ezitaladeni, sithi ukuthi ekuthengeni into zakhona vele zingasathengeki, imali yakhona abasebesikhwezele. So yikudinga ukuthi ubone ukuthi ungenzani khonapha edolobheni ngoba silokubambabamba siyenza izidindo, siyabambanisa amaposta, kodwa ukuthi ukwenze uchelesise akwenzakali.
Umsekeli kanobhala uhlangothi lwabatsha kubandla leZANU-PF umnumzana Louis Mathuthu ukhuthaza abatsha ukuthi bazinikele ukusebenza njalo baphatheke kunhlelo zikahulumende ezikhangene labatsha ezinjengokwakhiwa komgwaqo oqhumanisa idolobha leHarare leBay Beach ozaqhatsha abantu abaningi.
As the leadership of the fact nayo sithi ama-youth ethu must understand that an economy functions in an environment where abantu bonke together to work on certain things as a whole, as a united and peaceful people. But also, we encourage that when people also get time to go through certain key issues and understand them, particularly those that have got something to do with the economy. Economy is an agro-based economy. Clear one to that are on farms, including a few young people, because not majority of them were able to get land. But they should be productive.
Kodwa abasha bathi kungcono ukuzenzela kulokulinda imisebenzi kahulumende egcinele kakhulu abalandeli bebandla le-ZANU-PF. Bacela kusomandla ukuthi ancede abantu beZimbabwe abathwele amagabha avuzayo. Ngimele isitho 7 kuseHarare, ngingiGibson Bhebhe.
What a Friday, inambaling komile wena. We baba, gunzi magulong saba. We baba, long sebe subogi.
Uhlelo Woza Friday namuhla sihamba lembabazane yembongi uDesire Moyo Moyoxide ephethe inkondlo zakhe ezichothoza umomo oseZimbabwe. Untungameli inkomo yeStudio 7 usipha lolu daba.
Dear ED, ndoda kuqina, ndoda kusadalala, ndoda wepasine mandu, wena kutonga kwaro. Because I'm a citizen, kambuti nyenzen. I hate a poem whose punchlines are Peter crescendos. Once I thought this Second Republic will give me an opportunity to write, recite and record poems of happiness filled with glee. But alas, contrary to my wishful, prayerful new beginnings, I'm thinking in deep shit. What exactly is happening, my president?
Kwenzakalani kahle kahle mongameli. Lo ngumbuzo obalulekileyo obuzwa ngumoya oxide kunkondlo yakhe le eyincwadi ayilobele umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa elesihloko esithi DAED. Limbongi ikhala ngokoma kwempilo okubangelwa yikudula kwezinto lokusilela kwamafutha ezimota isithi inhlalakahle ebiloyiswa ngabantu phansi kombuso kaMnangagwa isibuye yaphelela eboyeni njengezithukuthuku zenja.
Stuck by the roadside in melancholic hazards, continuously flashing on and off, signifying imminent danger of a rusting fuel tank and later on rusting light of Zimbabweans. ED and it was called E. The crocodile government is playing crocodile economics in a landlord country. Huko konke lokhu uthi ngikhothentini. Contestine kuvela Chiwenga sesiphenduka amaganyana adla ngokudlephana. Kembo Campbell Mohati sesingomayade ezizweni. Kanti lalikhalelana amabhatabhata badala lingelamazwane.
Uyalandisa umoya oxide.
Engikutshoyo lapha yikuthi khona ubunzima esibhekane labo eZimbabwe buduna buloboya bulempoko ngxaki ngathi ungakubeka kuhle. Uyathola khona sobuxhwalile ukuswelakala kwefiweli kusithwalise nzima ukudula kwezinto sengathi bona labo ababusayo kabangenele besikhulile kubona babunzima. Njalo kunzima esikhangelene labo ngoba ezibhedlela imithi ayitholakali ithengwa ngama-US dollar.
Bakithi mina angisisikhole sasezwane esinyele endleleni sithemba inkani. Cha, ngingowenkayi kodwa ngibhothele endleleni kanje njengoba nje kunje ngoba umgwaqo wakithi wasenkayi lo nkankalo. Kangilankani lawo since 1980 it has become an alternative latrine.
Kule ethi Nkayi Road umoya oxide ukhala ngokuchabalala komgwaqo oya enkayi wona athi usuqede abantu ngengozi zezimota.
Amabhasi enkayi abhewuke egcekeni sibhewubhewu kanti kubonakelephi komajoyi. It has now become a black spot. Two accidents so soon. MPS ngawanda amabhanta amabhadi. Jamela Express kula majoyi nako majoyi. Why bus accident same spot? Perhaps It's the road. Nkai road. Zinkankalu case.
Kusichazisele ngomgwaqo wakini lo okhala ngawo.
Hayi, umgwaqo wenkayi njengoyikezi owathusulukisa umdala wazwazithulela. Kuyafanana. Yabona enkayi kunzima madoda, umgwaqo awuhambeki.
Kulale njalo elesihloko esithi My Listening President.
My Listening President, you have listened enough. Perhaps now is the time for us Zimbabweans to listen to you. Kuluma ndoda.
Uthini lapha mbo?
Wazetha ngelithi I listening president olalelayo. Mhlambe ekumfikeleyo kubana hayi uselalele kwenela. Sesifuna ukuthola ngesizwe kube ngu speaking president okhuluma labantu, okhuluma lesizwe.
Ngini umbhonklanti lisazothwebuza ngumgugudu leli lizwe kaliphoziswe. There is too much bruhaha. There is too much holy poloi. There is too much halapalo. There is too much yabadabedu.
Hayi uyingwenya moyo oxide bekukuhle kuba lawe kuhlelo.
There is no hocus pocus. There is no halakaza. There is no mental color method, my president, that can solve this Zim fracas. No deep transformation can deliver this Zim from Finfo. No Paula Sangoma can cause and heal this Zim fracas. Even the Junta's commandos and 50th Brigade cannot force the economy to behave. Sikokoza imbiza evilayo ngolimi. Gashe, my president, are you still the voice of God? Or you are safe and sound as they target the criminals around you? Anyway, lo ota wula legi maule mali, tina kasilali kanjani Zimbabwe, singelayo. Lo ota munye pezgo munye, is a true prophet, and must go deeper. Mwabuku kuma fuel cues, akukulunya. Lo ota mdara chawya, kaduza nini lo mdala. James, lisa kuluma na, iliche ligantu njambizi. Shes, usama mosi mkolele, sinanke, usama ndu. My listening president, perhaps now is the time to be a speaking president.
Imbongileyo uDesire Moyoxide phethe inkondlo zakhe ezichothoza umama waseZimbabwe. Ngesizweni inkondlo elandelayo.
Balagwe, my son, what kukurawundi is a sensitive issue. We must not talk about it or raise it in public. I am sorry to those who have made open ground dialogue their license to kill. We can't stop raising it until they put it to rest. In Matabeleland and Midlands, we have no identities, no ideas, no ego, and no drive to belong to this racial agenda. Our homesteads were burnt down. Our parents, families, and friends were buried like a pile of leaves on a madman's compost heap. Our kukulikoliko chickens were chopped and chowed. Our cattle rustled, roasted and baskarapelo pasi. Our dogs were deleted to the other stink. Ngisho lempukane zakithi zaphela tu ngombhukazwe. Balagwe, liqiniso hanje la wafela lona. My son, let me address this issue. DAED and the Mokriante Commission. What is this ngagi isidwekla, this is stinking harassment of wisdom Mkwananzi after his innocent testimony. What is it all about? Dear ex-president Motlante and the commission, wisdom Mkwananzi had said, after my testimony, bazani chwamuchwamula, and what did you do? Why harass and persecute the truth? Why confront and arrest the truth? Why incarcerate wisdom Mkwananzi? It's not about wisdom Mkwananzi. It's not about the Republican Party. It's about us, the people of Matabeleland, whose narrative is soaked in blood from the Kukurawundi genocide. It's about our names, man, Ozalempi, Osenzeni, Oshupegile, Osoneni. Harassing, torturing, and incarcerating wisdom Mkwananzi for testifying against the regime is synonymous to the herald state of emergency to eliminate the truth to kill Jesus. It's a license to kill. DAET.
Hayi ke uyaqhubeka uMoyoxide uDesire olendlebe zokuzwa ngabona uzwile olivalelisayo ngosithandekile mhla.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.